Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J.
Sean, you remember this song from back of being down at Kaboom? All right, we are back. It's Old School, Sean Callahan, Husker Online out here at Tanner's at 30th and Yankee
Hill. It's like
Yankee
we're in Miami
Hill.
Right now.
You know, me and Sean and AD are going to be here, to all three of us together, three musketeers, for another 5 to 10 minutes out here at Tanner's, eating some onion rings. And got some wings coming, some wangs coming. So, Sean, I wanted to ask you again, you know, moving forward, what do you think is the two most important position groups that Nebraska attacks and hits in the next, like two classes?
O-line, D-line, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you do it or what the plan is, but if you can't block and you can't get to a quarterback with four,
right,
it's really, really hard in this league to do anything.
Right.
And right now, Nebraska can't block, and they can't get to quarterbacks with four.
Right.
And so then automatically you're handicapped as a team, because you saw Casey Thompson.
Sure.
He was sacked 3 times in 5 snaps on Saturday against Oklahoma, sure, and that turned the game around at that point. And then you saw Nebraska's front. They have not gotten to quarterbacks this year.
Right.
And their blitz disguise and just everything in general just hasn't worked with what they – and I don't want to try to act like I know it, but I know enough to know that they're not getting to quarterbacks.
Sure. In your opinion, you know, from knowing recruiting and talking to coaches and talking to recruits and seeing how those recruits end up, you know, what they end up being, what do you think – what is your opinion on the biggest part in development? Is it the weight room, practice, combination, or want to by that individual player?
I mean, it's a little bit of everything, and I think with Nebraska, what's happened here is if a guy is really talented, we almost have to play him earlier than we should just because he's that good. Like Teddy Prochazka, like having to put him out there last year, that was our Turner Corcoran, having to put him out there as a true freshman. And, you know, were those guys ready for it? I think they played well in their first starts, but, you know, I think we've asked a lot of some of these new guys when they come in, especially at positions like the line, where they have to come in and play
significant
like
roles.
Bryce Benhart, I mean, having to start, was it his redshirt freshman year? Was it 2020? He had to start right away at right tackle. And you know, I honestly feel like that was his best year.
Right.
I mean, I can't figure out how his first year felt like his best year.
Right. Well, that's what I'm asking. So, where, in your opinion, where's the disconnect from year one to year three and four? Because it's supposed to be flipped. You're supposed to be garbage when you come in at year one, and then when you leave year four, you're supposed to be consistent improvement.
It's got to be like some uptick somewhere.
I think it's mental. I mean, I think there's a lot of mental issues with guys too, and you know, they feel the pressure. I mean, there's not a lot of places where you lose like Nebraska has, and there's still 88,000 people coming.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely,
it's an anomaly. It really is. When you see that stadium still full, like for Iowa last year, or for Georgia Southern and these games, there's nowhere else anywhere that would draw that kind of crowd for the way Nebraska's played. And I think the players obviously feel an obligation to, like, play better, and it's just not happening. And in certain situations, they just have not performed. And I don't know if there's an easy answer. I mean, other than just building your culture the right way, developing your linemen the right way. And it felt like that's what they were trying to do. They brought in all these giant guys with measurables, and Dave Ellis and Zach Duvall were going to put them in the lab, and they were going to build them up. And that obviously has not worked. I mean, they just have not – you know, we thought, man, with this elite nutrition program and strength program, these 6'7 to 6'9 guys are just going to be unstoppable. And for whatever reason, that plan has not worked.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, You're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I wanted to ask you in short before we let you out of here, how much is it on the kid to continue to get better and not listen to, hey, you're the greatest. Since you played one good game, you're the greatest. Because I think a little bit of that gets in the way. Because I think some guys that are struggling, they've been on a lot of social media posts leading up to the game. Now, that's what you have to do in this day and time.
And you give up a sack and you're like, man, what are they going to say about me on Twitter right now?
Right.
What are they saying about
how
me?
How much do you think that weighs into their mind?
It's tough. I mean, there's no doubt. Because if you miss a sack at Kansas or Kansas State, you're probably not getting blown up near as much.
Right.
And here it's, you know, like so-and-so is sucks or that. You know,
right.
And, and it's worse than that, obviously.
Right.
And you can go on Twitter during a game and type in the guy's name after a bad play, and you can see all the ats that go out of kids. So it does have – I mean, there's no doubt it has an impact for the guys when they're out there playing. But you're right about anointing guys early here too.
And
even the last time we talked to Coach Frost, he was quick to, like, hit the brakes on Anthony Grant. He's like, he's doing really well, but I'm not going to sit up here and say he's – the best player at running back we ever had, because we have a tendency here to anoint guys. And Jason Peter has said that many times. I've heard him speak, and he says that's the problem here. We want to call somebody the greatest player here when they've only maybe done it in one game against North Dakota.
Right.
You know what, Sean, what you just said, man, and Jay, I know you can attest to this. Coach Osborne, and I know people say we always talk about coach because that's the template that I have, and was successful at it. He anointed it. No one. He would say, yeah, he had a pretty good game, and we got to keep working. It was never, this is going to be the next this and next that. No, just get to the next play. And I think sometimes, even as fans, can set players up to where they don't have those expectations.
Right.
And because of social media, there's all this jabbering going on. Yeah. And you know what? During the losing season that Callahan had, social media was in its infant stages.
Yeah.
There was, Twitter was, 2 years old at that point, give or take.
Right.
So all those things weren't there. But I think what you keep saying, Colin, Sean, is culture, culture, culture. And that's one thing that's obviously has to be rebuilt because these kids are very fragile right now.
And I'll say one thing that's changed Nebraska over the years is the online recruiting era.
Right.
Because the passion of the Nebraska fans
is there.
They follow it.
Right.
And
they
overanalyze every offer, every recruit.
Yeah. Right.
Where 25 years ago, when Charlie McBride and Milt Tenneper offered a guy or took a commit, you're like, yep, I trust these guys.
Right.
He might be a two-star or no star, but these guys know what they're doing.
Right.
Now, if they took a guy that's, like, low and doesn't have a lot of offers, we're doing a whole show on the ticket about it.
We're not doing a good job recruiting, and then he ends up being an All-American.
Right,
We got to go to break at the bottom of the hour. We want to thank Sean for being here. It goes by quick, man. Sean,
I know.
You got off the hot seat, man. You can handle pressure. So
I'm doing a few more out here,
guys.
So.
Yeah, we know. One thing we do know, we can rob a bank with you because you can hold your water. So,
Speaking of Sean,
I want to thank you for being on. Enjoy the wings. We're going to enjoy our break, and we're going to break, and we'll be back. Then it will be Jay in AD for the last hour.
All right, thanks, guys.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.